I don't have any cash. Do you have $20?
Well, probably, yeah. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey, there's a 10 spot.
Frank, I can't believe that's how you carry your money.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Well, it's spread out all over the place. I mean, you're bound to lose your money that way.
Carol, I know exactly how much money I have at all times.
Oh, really? You want to tell me how much money I pulled out of your pockets when I did the laundry last week?
$4.
$87.
So what are you bugging me for 20? Go to the hamper and get it yourself.
Have a drink, Carol.
Hi, Cody.
Hi, Cody. How you doing?
Color me ticked off. Infuriated, irate, hot, steamed.
You're angry.
No, no, I wouldn't say that. Just a little bit upset. You know, while I was at the gym working out, somebody broke into my van and ripped off my stereo.
Cody, that's terrible.
Yeah. It's gonna cost like a couple hundred bucks to replace. I don't know if I got that kind of money, you know? Let me see here. Oh, 1, 2. Dude, a 10 spot.
Oh, God, it's genetic. Come on in, Eileen. I'll get you some coffee while we wait for your son.
Thanks. This is really nice of you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. There you go.
Thanks.
Have a seat. So, how do you and your son like living in Port Washington?
Well, I love it. But Freddie's having a little trouble making friends. He wants to go to the spring dance next week, but he's too shy to ask anyone. Mm. We went through the same thing when we moved to Chicago 2 years ago.
Well, I'm sure he'll have an easier time in Port Washington. I mean, it's a small town, and the kids are really down to earth. Good news! The tiara I ordered from Bloomingdale's has arrived. Is it just me, or do I look fabulous? I'd like to present my daughter, Princess Karen. This is Mrs. Donovan.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I'll get it. Oh, hi. You must be Freddie. Come on in.
Hi.
I'm Carol, and this is my daughter, Karen.
I've seen you around school. Hi.
Sweetheart, I was just telling Carol how much you want to go to the spring dance.
Mom?
Don't be shy. All the kids are going. You're going, aren't you, Karen?
Well, hopefully.
Karen, don't you have a date yet?
Well, no.
Whoa, this is perfect. You two can go together. That way you'll meet lots of kids, and Karen is the most popular girl at school.
My daughter.
Well, it's true.
Well, hey, this is great.
Oh, it's wonderful. Listen, we have got to run, but thanks a million.
Oh, sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, isn't this great? I just love when things work out like this. What?
Mother, at the spring dance, they give an award to the perfect couple. And there is no way I'm going to win if I go with Freddie Donovan. He's a 142.
Freddie's a 142? I don't understand.
A bunch of us girls at school devised a system for sorting out the choice guys from the rejects.
You mean a rating system?
Exactly. There are 7 categories. Looks, hair, car, clothes, money, body, and other.
Intelligence, a sense of humor, or personality.
I said other.
Karen, I love you a lot, but you are a very sick child.
Oh, Mom, it gets better. Go ahead, Karen. Take her down the shallow brick road. Each category is scored 1 through 10, then multiplied by a factor reflecting its relative importance. Looks, 3.7, money, 3.2, and other, 0.001.
She's been turning down dates for the dance all week. She wants to go with Jeffrey Russell. He's a 195.
And now that can't happen, and I'll never win. in the perfect couple contest because you stuck me with a 142.
I can't believe girls use a rating system to decide which boys are worth dating. Do boys use this system too?
No, theirs is much simpler. They only have one category, Mom, and your numbers would stack up very well.
Yeah, I know you're really upset about this whole robbery thing, but just try to relax and get into the rub down again.
Cody, I interrupting something?
Oh, hey, Uncle Frank.
No, I was just having a little chat with Lucille. You know, ever since that robbery thing, she's been feeling a little, you know, vulnerable.
Yeah, I can see this robbery has really messed up both your heads. So, bought you a car alarm.
Oh, gee, Uncle Frank. I know you're trying to help and everything, but, you know, I don't want to end up a prisoner to my possessions.
Cody, everything you own is in that van.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And this time it was just my stereo. Next time it might be my Chia Pet.
When this happens.
This is so unfair. I should be going to the dance with Jeffrey Russell, not Gilligan.
Come on, give Freddy a chance. Maybe he's a terrific guy.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Jeffrey.
You'll have to excuse her. She's been blowing up so many balloons, I think she's a little lightheaded.
Nay, I understand. I always have a strong effect on women.
You know, you're right. Suddenly I'm feeling a little queasy myself.
Hey, listen, Karen. I wanted to talk to you about the dance.
Yes!
I haven't even asked you the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Would you like to go to the dance with me tomorrow?
Yes!
Great. I'll pick you up at 7. Ciao.
Karen, what are you doing? You can't go to the dance with Jeffrey. You already have a date with Freddy.
Freddy who?
Hi, honey.
Hello.
I bought you a present.
Oh, good.
Frank, don't you think you should unplug that toaster?
Honey, that's for people who have no idea what they're doing.
So, what'd you buy me?
About the way you carry your money, and I know we don't see eye to eye on this, but in the spirit of compromise, I'd like you to change. This is for you.
Thanks, honey.
A purse? I don't care. Oh, you bought me a purse?
It's not a purse, it's a financial organizer. In fact, the salesman at the store called it a men's valet.
Yeah, I can just stick my stuff in here and throw it over my shoulder.
Yeah.
Then it's a purse!
Oh, Frank, don't be ridiculous. Lots of guys carry these things. Here, let's try it on. Frank, come on. It looks good. No one's going to think it's a purse.
Hey, Uncle Frank. Nice purse.
Jeffrey's got a great car and perfect hair.
Well, as impressive as Jeffrey's hair may be, dumping Freddy is cruel.
Not if it's handled with sensitivity, diplomacy,
and deceit.
Exactly. Watch and learn. Karen. Listen, Freddy, I'm sorry, but I'm really sick. Would you stop? You're being rude. Anyway, I hate to do this to you at the last minute, but I don't think I'm going to be able to go to the dance tomorrow. Thanks for being so understanding. Bye. See? That's how it's done. Now Freddy's feelings aren't hurt, and I can go to the dance with Jeffrey.
I'm impressed. How about you, Mom?
Oh, yeah, I'm real impressed.
Now, Mom, don't overreact. I'm sure Karen has a perfectly good explanation for telling a bald-faced lie to a very nice young man. Karen? Dana, you want a piece of this, too? Uh-oh. Time to leave.
I can't believe you would tell a lie to get out of a date.
This whole thing is all your fault. You're the one who stuck me with Freddy.
Oh, I stuck you with Freddy. I stuck you with Freddy. Oh, okay, I stuck you with Freddy. And maybe I was wrong to do that, but that's no reason for you to hurt him.
He won't get hurt. He's never going to know the truth. He'll be sitting at home doing whatever 142s do.
You know, Karen, that is what bothers me about this whole thing. Freddy is no longer a person to you. He's a number. Well, it's not right. People have feelings, even if their car and their hair don't add up to 195.
Does this mean you're going to make me go to the dance with Freddy?
No. I am not going to make you do anything. You are old enough to make your own decision. I just hope you'll think about what I've said here and let your conscience help you do the right thing.
Okay. Yes!
All right, Cody. Are you ready for a demonstration of the Invader Comp's 7,000 car alarm?
Yeah, totally.
All right, okay. Step number one, you activate the alarm. Now, if a thief comes near the van, watch what happens.
Step away from the vehicle.
Sounds like Lucille's coming down the cold.
Now, if that doesn't scare the thief off, this will.
Van with a tube. Gotta love that.
Now, say a burglar actually does manage to break into the van, there is one more security feature. Now, if the burglar opens the door and goes for the radio, the doors close and lock and will not open without pressing this button. Which doesn't seem to be working at this time.
There must be some malfunction in the system.
Well, how about that airbag in the swap meet? Always wondered if it'd work.
This would be a good time to take advantage of the customer service number. Come on.
Hey, guys! The ice cream man's here!
All right,
ice cream
man!
Get out of my head, Cody! Cody! Get me out of here!
The look of love is in your eyes. It's all right. What you feel in this side?
You look great tonight, Karen.
Thanks. So do you.
I don't know. A couple of hairs are out of place. I better go fix them. I'd hate to win perfect cup and not have perfect hair. Excuse me.
Hi, Karen. Hi. Where's your date?
He's getting some punch. Where's Freddy?
I'm not here with Freddy. I'm here with Jeffrey.
Wow, Mom must be really mad at you.
Dana, I snuck out of the house and came with Jeffrey. Mom doesn't even know. Like you've never done anything behind Mom's back. Karen, listen, I'm old enough to make my own decisions about guys.
But Mom is...
Mom is the one who told me that. And frankly, if I want to dump Freddy and come to dance with Jeffrey, then Mom can just kiss my butt. Exactly.
Hi, Karen.
Again? Won't you ever want me? What are you doing here?
Well, at the last minute, they asked me to chaperone. Frank would have been here, but they're still using the jaws of life to get him out of Cody's van.
Look, Mom, I know you think I should be here with Freddy, but I'm old enough to figure stuff out without asking your advice about every little thing.
Karen, Freddy just walked in.
Oh, no, Mom, what should I do?
I don't want to give you advice on every little thing. Have a wonderful evening. Well, I'd love to stay, but my date is waiting. I only have one, you know.
Hi, Karen. I see you're feeling better. Must have been one of those 24-minute flus.
What are you doing here?
Well, I called your house to see how you were feeling, and Brendan told me you were here.
Look, I can explain.
Don't bother. I understand. I found out about the little rating system this school has, and I guess someone like you would never be caught dead with someone like me. Well, thanks. Thanks for making me feel like a fool.
Freddy, I'm really sorry.
No, you're not. You're just sorry you got caught. I guess you weren't expecting me to have the guts to come down here and confront you. Well, surprise! I have a lot of guts. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go into that bathroom and throw up.
Hey! Watch it, pal. I just fixed my hair. Hi.
Hi.
What's the matter?
I think I just hurt somebody's feelings.
Can I have your attention, everyone? As head of the dance committee, it is my pleasure to announce the winners of the Perfect Couple Contest. It was a very close vote, but the winners are Jeffrey Russell and Karen Foster. Congratulations, you two. You must be very proud.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell everyone exactly how you feel now?
I know I should be really excited about winning this award. But actually, I feel really bad. I had a date with someone tonight, but I dumped him because he didn't score high enough in our little rating system. You know, I used to think that system was the perfect way to pick your dates. But actually, it stinks. I mean, there's a lot more important things than having a great car or perfect hair.
Like what?
Well, like being a good person. Someone who's nice and honest and has the guts to tell somebody like me when they've been a real jerk. Anyway, thanks for this award, but I can't accept it because I'm not really here with Jeffrey. I'm here with Freddy Donovan.
Well, I think we're going to have a recount now because this is certainly not perfect couple behavior.
You didn't have to do that.
Yes, I did.
Thanks.
Listen, Freddy, I know you may not think so right now, but there really are some very nice people at the school. I hope you'll give me a chance to show you that I can be one of them.
I'd like that.
Would you like to dance?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I'm not a very good dancer.
Don't worry about it. Nobody's perfect.